Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. 1. Soprano Shannon Jennings is with us in the Pittsburgh Opera Library.
Yes, indeed.
So I don't know if a lot of people know that this is here, all these albums and books about opera and things. Can anybody come up here and just like check things out if they wanted?
I don't know about anybody, but definitely the resident artists. You know, we come in here for different scores that we need, or access to a lot of really cool literature and recordings and things.
So it's a great setting for our interview today.
Definitely.
We're talking about your upcoming performance in Elixir of Love.
Yes.
Which is an intriguing title, an mm-hmm. opera by we were talking about the composer earlier, and you pronounce it so beautifully.
Donizetti.
Donizetti. Okay, there's also a pizza shop in town with the same name, but so Italian opera,
correct.
Right? And this particular production of it is being set in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes.
So you play.
I play Janetta, who is a side character to the main soprano. Sometimes she's played as her best friend. In this case, she's her friend, but also the manager of this hotel that Adina owns.
Okay, where anything can happen.
Yes!
You've got
yes.
guests staying, coming, going, you know, so it's a comedy.
Correct.
A love comedy, I guess. You know,
yeah, it's a comedy
title.
With heart, for sure.
Okay. So what are some of the personality traits that you are conveying with this particular character in this show?
Oh, well, so she's sort of, because she's not the main love interest, in this production, she, every production is going to have a different take on the side characters and how important they are.
Really? It's that drastic from different production?
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's in this one, you're maybe not the main love interest, but another one you could be?
I mean, because
I'd be lobbying for that. I'm like, hey, you know, come on.
Well, in other productions, maybe she's the friend and could be annoyed with Nemorino, the tenor character in it. But in this production, she's actually in love with the tenor, who doesn't notice her at all, and she's sort of the quiet, put upon, you know, unrequited love character, which is so sad but comical, because she ends up being the monkey in the middle between Adina and Nemorino.
Now, without spoiling anything, is there a happy ending for her?
Oh, you know what? She'll get over it. She'll be fine.
She'll get over it.
Okay, and she does run off into the sunset with a certain someone.
Okay. Well, hey, just grab the last person standing.
Exactly. It's
before
a little
that
bit
curtain
of that.
Comes down. All right. You know, wrap it up nice
exactly.
and neat.
Exactly.
But in this plot, there is an actual elixir of love that supposedly makes people fall in love with each other.
Right. So you've got the character Dulcamara, who comes in on his hot air balloon, and that's, of course, you know, original to this production. It's not in the score that he comes in a hot air balloon.
Okay.
But he's sort of the snake oil salesman, you know, comes in with, I've got this magical elixir that can cure all ails. And so he sells it to all the different members of the chorus. And then Nemorino shows up and says, do you have an elixir of love? Do you have a love potion? And he's plumb run out of everything that he already had bottled up. Mm-hmm. But he's a salesman who's going to take advantage of an opportunity. So he says, sure, I've got something, and grabs a cheap bottle of red wine that he has.
Well, you know, to some degree, that'll do it.
You know, that could serve its purpose, right?
Just, you know, put on a little Barry White, pop
that's
that bottle
right,
open.
That's right.
And, you know.
So, in the eyes of the beholder, you know?
Right, right.
But so, he gives this to Nemorino and says, you know, it's going to take 24 hours to take effect before the woman that you're in love with is going to be in love with you.
Yeah.
Of course, in that time, he's going to have fled town. So, you know, he'll be off the hook for any result that's not to Nemorino's liking. But he's a salesman. He's going to do what he needs to do.
Okay, so if you had to put together, kind of on a moment's notice, an elixir of love and sell it, what would you put in it?
Oh,
what
gosh.
Would be necessary? See, I'm thinking for me, it'd be a bottle of vodka and a pepperoni pizza.
Gotcha.
Good.
For me, it's going to be a Mai Tai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with a little, you know, little tropical umbrella in there.
And then I think, you know, you know the quantity is directly equivalent to the results.
So, sure,
you
know, the more you
have, there you go.
That can make a difference.
So again, it's different for everybody. Results may vary.
That's right.
You know, but yeah, I'm thinking too, maybe like the scent of lilac could be pleasant.
Yeah.
Now, is this something that's sprayed or is it ingested?
No, he drinks it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not.
And
like
then he ends up drinking too much of it and gets quite tipsy and unruly, and hilarity ensues.
Hilarity ensues.
There we go. Yes.
There we go. So you are a second year resident artist here at Pittsburgh Opera. You know, I've talked to a lot of resident artists here over the years, and it seems to be a great program. All of you, you know, leave the nest and go out and do wonderful things. But in addition, they're doing wonderful things while you're here.
Absolutely.
So what happens after? I mean, are you done after this with your resident program?
Yeah. So let's see. My contract finishes up on May 13th. May 12th is our final gala, Maecenas. Mm-hmm. And we'll have, you know, a performance there. But that'll complete my two seasons here. And then I head off to Santa Fe, New Mexico for 3 months this summer to be with Santa Fe Opera.
Okay.
I'll be covering Madame Butterfly. So that's going to be really exciting.
So that means that when she goes down, you go up.
Right? Yeah, that's right. Okay. You got it.
But you learned the role.
Correct.
So that's on your resume that you've done Madame Butterfly,
definitely.
Right? Right.
Yeah.
And that's no small task at all.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
So that's always a soprano then, is Madame Butterfly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lyric soprano, yeah.
Okay.
There are different, you know, types within the category to be more specific to, you know, different voice types.
So for someone who is, you know, relatively early in their opera career, mm-hmm. is there a role out there that you just cannot wait for the opportunity to play?
Oh my goodness. Well, Madame Butterfly has been a big dream of mm-hmm. mine for sure. That was sort of the standard of like, you know, what is it, you know, my starry eyes, what do they want to, you know, what do they want to do? But a role that I would really like to do again soon is Mimi in La Boheme.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Because I know what it is. That's what,
yeah!
If I know about it, it's a big deal.
Right.
I mean, I know a little bit about opera, but and yeah. I'm learning more every time I come here and visit with the talented artists here. But yeah, that's a good one. And they're doing that here.
They're doing it in the fall.
In the fall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or is it in the spring? It's in the spring.
Okay, yeah. yeah, that's the, I always get a little misty eyed at that one.
Oh, definitely. I can't help myself either. I cry every time that I see it.
But we'll be laughing with Elixir of Love.
Yes,
indeed.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to seeing you in that opening here shortly with four opportunities to see it. Because with opera, it's quick. It comes and goes.
That's right.
So
you better come.
Definitely. Definitely book the tickets now. You know, maybe cook up your own elixir of love.
That's
you know,
right.
With a loved one.
Get make that, it an exciting
that bottle of wine or those Mai Tais and roll on down to the theater and enjoy. Or get some pointers. Get some tips.
That's right.
Well, break a leg. We wish you all the best, not only with this show, but with your fast-moving career.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.